We must never forget. We must never forgive. Hashtag Nova. Around 4,000 people gathered for several days of partying, just 5 kilometers from the border to the Gaza Strip in Israel. The Supernova Music Festival Nova in Israel began on Friday night, October 6, and was meant to last the next day. But at 6:29 a.m. on October 7, it came to an end. In the horrific hours that followed, around 50 terrorists attacked the party and killed 364 people. Dozens more were abducted and taken back to Gaza. In response to this horrifying terror attack, Israel went on a rampage, killing more than 30,000 people in Gaza so far. Many killed were women and children, making a call for Israel to commit genocide louder and louder. It triggered a lawsuit against Israel by the Republic of South Africa at the International Court of Justice. The International Court of Justice, also called the World Court, is the only international court adjudicating general disputes between nations and giving advisory opinions on international legal issues. It is one of the 6 organs of the United Nations and is located in The Hague, the Netherlands. At the just-concluded ITB Berlin opening ceremony, the brave Minister of Tourism for the ITB host country, Oman, His Excellency Salim bin Mohammed Al Maru, called for the global travel and tourism industry to demand an end to the brutal attacks by Israel on the people of Gaza in retaliation to the October 7 Nova attack by Hamas on Israel. iturbonews.com. Until now, it has never been revealed how many or if any of the 30,000 people killed in Gaza were, in fact, the perpetrators of the terror attack by Hamas on Israel. The division of this subject among many, specifically in the United States and Europe, remains. Many Israelis or Jews justify this response as necessary so Hamas can be eliminated from the face of the earth. Those who support the response by Israel do this with a clear conscience and a loving heart. Israel is seen as the only victim in this conflict. They see the response as necessary and justified. eTurbo News reporter Dr. Eleanor Gerley summarizes the feelings of the Jewish community in New York. We must never forget. We must never forgive. Hashtag Nova. March 6, 2024, was a very wet, cold, and miserable evening in Manhattan. What started as drops of rain turned into torrents that were so thick and heavy at times that there was little to no visibility. I had to hug the walls of buildings to continue on my path to Temple Emmanuel. What compelled me to confront the harsh weather conditions uniquely suited for Noah and his ark? The presentation of the Israel documentary, Hashtag Nova. It was supposed to be a party. It was promoted as a celebration of life, love, and unity. The press releases declared that it was an opportunity for people from all walks of life to come together and enjoy the beauty of music and art. The Israelis and their friends had no idea, not the smallest clue, that this might be the time, the absolute last moment, the day the music died. Months later, the world has discovered what Prime Minister Netanyahu knew. It is on his shoulders that this massacre not only happened but that lives were lost and others ruined. And it is on his watch that this event would present the darkest side of humanity since the Nazi reign in World War II, a day that became a nightmare that does not stop. Blaming Netanyahu. How does this man go to sleep at night? How does he continue to believe that he has the ability, the right, or the privilege of being a leader? Perhaps the bigger question is, why do the Israelis continue to allow him to hold office and make decisions? Why do they continue to permit him to be their leader? Overview of the events leading up to the tragedy. The Hashtag Nova event was organized by passionate individuals who wanted to create a memorable experience for everyone. The party was publicized as a Supernova Sukkot gathering, a weekend-long outdoor trance music festival scheduled for October 7, 2024. It was produced by Nova, aka Tribe of Nova, and was the Israeli edition of Universo Paralelo, a psytrance festival that started 23 years ago in Bahia, Brazil. The event gained traction on social media, with thousands expressing excitement and anticipation. Tensions began before the Hashtag Nova event. However, as the day of the event approached, tensions began to rise in the region. The ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas created an atmosphere of fear and uncertainty among the people living in the area. Still, it was unknown to the young, 20-to-40-year-old, partygoers who dressed in their most alluring wave outfits, rolled their hash cigarettes, stashed their pills, and set out to party. The dark side of the hashtag Nova event, death and destruction. It happened on the rim of the Gaza enclave. The space was mostly desert with bits of underbrush, scraggly trees, sand, and dirt. There were no natural shelters, and the partygoers were exposed, creating a perfect venue for death. On the day of the event, the unthinkable happened. Terrorists infiltrated the venue and unleashed a wave of violence and destruction using guns and mortars. They picked off individuals and groups, joyfully claiming victory for every kill. The joyful atmosphere quickly turned into a scene of chaos, blood, death, and despair. Lives were lost, families were torn apart, and dreams were shattered. The hashtag Nova event, once a beacon of hope, became a symbol of tragedy. The involvement of terrorists in the hashtag Nova event. The involvement of terrorists in the hashtag Nova event was a shocking revelation. It exposed the vulnerability of even the most well-intentioned gatherings. It also exposed the fact that the Prime Minister of Israel and his most trusted advisors ignored warnings and solid information that heralded the possibility of attacks and barbed wire, and the fences were not going to stop the terrorists once their plan to kill Jews was signaled to start. Israel Defense Force, IDF. It also exposed the vulnerability of the highly regarded Israel Defense Force, IDF, and the Israeli police, who were not alerted and, therefore, not ready to intercede and protect the attendees. It appears that the IDF and the police believed their public relations. The Israelis, believing that these men and women would come to rescue them, were lulled into a false promise that they, too, unfortunately, believed. What was, is, the end game? The Israeli women, children, and men called and contacted their parents and friends. Where are the soldiers? Where are the police? Where are the people we depend upon to keep us safe? Where were they, Mr. Netanyahu? They were not available because you, their prime minister, ignored the heads-up warnings that reached your desk weeks, if not months, earlier and were ignored. There's always a need for increased security and vigilance in the face of ongoing threats. There are always vulnerable spots and places and opportunities missed. However, this level of tragedy cannot be dismissed as an oops. The Prime Minister and his cabinet have not yet taken accountability. They have tried to distract and deflect, but they have ignored their complicity in this horrific nightmare. Finally. What finally brought the police and the military into the equation? No, not the government of Israel, but rather the parents, friends, and colleagues of the people who were being slaughtered who reached out to their friends engaged in security. It was personal connections and relationships that got the police and military to the killing grounds. These men and women took it upon themselves to get in their cars and rush to provide assistance. Once the professional soldiers and police reached the devastation and contacted their leadership, hours after the massacre had started, then, finally, the military and police arrived and began to assist the people still alive, offering medical care to the wounded, and service to the dead. The terrorists responsible for the attack were elated with their victories and identified themselves as members of Hamas, a militant group renowned for its acts of violence against Israel. They taped their kills and celebrated the deaths on social media. Impact on the local community and Israel as a whole. The impact of the hashtag Nova event tragedy on the local community, Israel, and the world cannot be overstated. The loss of innocent lives and the destruction caused by the terrorists have created deep scars that will never heal. The world community mourns the loss of every innocent killed for the joy and entertainment of the Hamas. This is a time of immense grief. Israel, as a nation, and there is no end in sight. Response from the Israeli government and security forces. The Israeli government and security forces are finally conducting a thorough investigation to identify the perpetrators and bring them to justice. Measures were put in place to enhance security at public events, and the government, in cooperation with NGOs and private citizens, is also providing support and assistance to the affected families, offering them solace and a sense of belonging in their time of need. Lessons learned from the hashtag Nova event. The hashtag Nova event tragedy served as a wake-up call for both the organizers of public events and the general public. It reminded us of the importance of security and the need to remain vigilant in the face of potential threats. It also highlighted the role of intelligence and the need for effective communication between various agencies to prevent such incidents in the future. The lessons learned from the hashtag Nova event will shape program organization and security in Israel and worldwide. The role of social media in spreading awareness and misinformation. Social media played a significant role in spreading awareness about the hashtag Nova event tragedy. It allowed people from all over the world to express their condolences and support for the affected families. However, it also became a breeding ground for misinformation and conspiracy theories. False narratives were propagated, further exacerbating the pain and confusion of the victims' families. Social media platforms must take a proactive role in combating misinformation and ensuring accurate information reaches the public. Calls for justice and accountability. In the aftermath of the hashtag Nova event tragedy, there were widespread calls for justice and accountability. The affected families, along with the entire nation, demanded that the terrorists responsible for the attack be held accountable for their actions. The international community has been slow to express solidarity with Israel and condemn the acts of terror. There has been more support for Gaza and Hamas than there has been for the victims of this planned and well-funded attack on innocent children, women, and men. Moving forward from the hashtag Nova event. The hashtag Nova event tragedy was a dark chapter in the history of Israel and the world. It was, and is, a stark reminder of the fragility of life and the ever-present threat of terrorism. As we move forward from this horrific event, we must never forget the lives that were lost and the pain that was inflicted. We must remain vigilant and work together to ensure the safety and security of our communities. Let us never forget and never forgive those who seek to spread terror and hatred.